This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Former Attorney General Mukasey was on, Mike Mukasey, and he was on with the lesser Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, the lesser. And so now, this is good now, because I think the lesser Cuomo tries very, very hard in life. He really does. He's in the shadow of his brother and his father and everybody else named Cuomo. And the lesser is number 14 of the highest rated nightly news show. So it goes Hannity, Maddow, Nat Geo, the Golden Girls, Home Shopping Network, QVC. And then it's like the old classic baseball games from the 1920s. Then I think it's Static. Bernie's channel, and then it's like five more shows, and then it's the Lester Cuomo's nightly CNN show. So the poor guy's got a lot of problems. I mean, his motivation, anyway. So now the former Attorney General of the United States, who had embarrassed Chris Cuomo on his own show by calling him out, how he was misleading a lot of people, was back to school the Lester last night and spoon feed him the law and executive privilege. Take a listen.
What would apply as privilege?
What would apply is executive privilege. McGahn's disclosures, because
even if he doesn't work there anymore.
Correct. It's not whether he works there anymore, it's whether he worked there at the time when he made them.
But does the privilege survive? I mean, it's not like the privilege of me giving you $5 and you represent me in a case against somebody else. That's a complete privilege. This is an incomplete privilege.
That privilege.
You're an incomplete
talk show host, by the way. That survives. Number one, the disclosures that McGahn made to Mueller, which your last guest said were a complete waiver. That's just flat out wrong.
How do you know?
Mueller is still a member of which branch of government?
Executive.
Thank you. It's an executive privilege. Disclosure.
By the way, stop it for a second. How proud of himself did the Lester feel in that moment? How proud was he? That was like his best moment in years. Executive. I nailed it, right? Nailed it. He sounded like the kid who gets everything wrong in class, but knew that one. And just, executive. Like, the Attorney General didn't even get it out of his mouth. Executive. What? The lesser, man. Come on, brother. Have a little bit of self-respect. A little bit of self-respect. He's talking down to him, condescending him.
Yep.
And Cuomo's so stupid, he doesn't even see that.
Nope.
Now, which branch is that, Chris? Executive. This is how I talk to my son, right? Now, Patrick, where do the toys go? In the toy box, right? It's exactly the same cadence and everything. Can we one more time with that?
Mueller is still a member of which branch of government?
Executive.
Thank you. It's an executive privilege.
Do you think he raised his hand?
I think so.
Do you think on his own show last night, the Lester Cuomo raised his hand when the Attorney General asked him that? Call on me. Call on me. It's your show, idiot. Go ahead. Executive. Wow, it's a good. Look at you. Look at you.
Mueller is still a member of which branch of government?
Executive.
Thank you. It's an executive privilege.
Dude, at that moment, the Lester Cuomo turned around and did like one of those struts, like a Freddie Mercury strut. Like, yeah, I got this. Nailed it.
Oh, God.
Boom. Oh, what a putz. All right, go ahead.
Disclosure from one part of the executive to another part of the executive is not a waiver of the executive privilege.
Who says? It's hard to find cases on court.
Okay. The concept is inconsistent.
It would have been great if he had looked at him and said Thanos or the Night King. Like if he had just thrown out something totally crazy like that. Who says? Jon Snow says. As a matter of fact, the heir to the Iron Throne, you idiot. I mean, who says? What is that?
It's hard to find cases on point. That's why I ask you.
The concept is inconsistent with waiver, number one. Number two.
Okay, first of all, let me just stop this. If I ever had a guest on this show who talked to me like that, I would beat the hell out of Stalker for booking him.
Yep.
And he'd never come back.
Nope.
The Lester has such low self-esteem.
I know.
This is the second time the Attorney General has come on to embarrass him and talk to him like he's four.
The second time in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like he can't help himself. He just needs someone to come on and just like B-slap him all over the place.
Because that's how his dad and his big brother speak to him.
So this is very comforting to him inside. You're right, because that's how it was at the house.
Yep.
You know, Chris, nobody's talking to you right now. Let the adults finish. All right? Let the adults. Dad and I are talking. Governors. The governors are speaking. You sit back there, right? That's how it was in the Cuomo household every day. So he loves this right now. This, for him, this is so cathartic and so representative of his childhood. Oh, this is, go ahead.
It's hard to find cases on point. That's why I ask you.
The concept is inconsistent with waiver, number one. Number two, if it is a waiver, it's, as you know from law school, waivers are narrowly construed. It's a relinquishment of a right.
I want to see. Why not just give it all if you have nothing to hide, assuming it's not about national security matters? Why not just do it?
It's about three things. National security matters, which you agree shouldn't be disclosed.
Right.
Matters that can affect ongoing cases, which I assume you think shouldn't be disclosed. And grand jury material, which is it is unlawful to disclose.
Well, but you can go and petition
a
judge.
No, you can't.
Why can't you go and deal with the 16?
By the way, can I ask you a question? What law school did this idiot go to? What was it like the same one that what's his name went to with my cousin Vinny? Is that the law school? Because I'm trying to understand. You can go and petition a judge. No, you can't. Oh, well, my law school, they said you could. In my law school, that you could do anything you wanted.
Do you think the name Cuomo got him into that law school?
Yeah, right. I wonder, you know. Yo, my dad's governor. All right.
Come on in.
What the hell?
Grand jury material, which is it is unlawful to disclose.
Well, but you can go and petition
a
judge.
No, you can't.
Why can't you go and deal with the 16 material that way? It's been done before.
No. You get a 16 only for law enforcement purposes.
He's just B-slapping him left and right and smacking him. And,
no.
You... get that when you finish your vegetables, then you get dessert. Patrick, you don't get a second helping. You have to eat your vegetables. But I had ice cream last night. No. It's literally like he's talking to a four-year-old. It's amazing to me. Yeah. History Channel and Food Network outrank CNN for total primetime viewers. This is probably the reason why the Lester Cuomo has so many issues, I think. This is now from Breitbart. For the week of April 29th, CNN had a rough time garnering primetime viewers as the network fell out of the top 10 and behind the History Channel and the Food Network. That's amazing. In addition to placing first in primetime viewership, Fox News Channel was also the most watched cable news network for live coverage of Attorney General William Barr's hearing, which drew 2.2 million viewers. MSNBC ranked third for the highest primetime ratings with a total of 1.75 million viewers. Ninth on the list for highest primetime viewership last week is the History Channel, with 1 million viewers. The Food Network ranked 15th on the list with 787,000 primetime viewers. Let me read you the list, shall we?
Yes, please.
Fox News, number one. TNT, number two.
Hmm.
Number three, MSNBC. Number four, ESPN. Number five, HGTV. Number six, A&E. Number seven, NBCSN, which I don't think anyone even gets.
This is Sports Network.
Number eight, USA. Number nine, the History Channel. Number 10, TBS. And you got to keep going and going and going until you finally get to the Food Network ranked number 15th, and then CNN with only 755,000 total primetime viewers.
Oh, my God.
CNN averaged 184,000 demo viewers, which is down 36% from the comparable last week. CNN also fell 12% in total viewers compared to the same time last year. 184,000 demo viewers, we have more listeners than that.
100%.
Well, absolutely we do.
There's no question.
There is no doubt in my mind we do.
Oh, my God.
you add up our listening and then the stream,
yep,
and the people that podcast,
yep,
we crush that.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is so bad.
755 throughout the country.
The United States of America.
Oh, my God.
From the United States of America.
Oh, wow.
It was announced Monday that CNN had axed more than 100 jobs to the network. And I feel bad for that. I don't want anybody to ever lose their job. But, you know, there's a reason why this is happening. The market is very unfair. The market is very unforgiving. Now, after the news broke, CNN's Brian Stelter claimed there were no layoffs, but instead said there were voluntary buyouts.
Yes.
And 100 people opted for it. Let me tell you the difference. Ready? So a layoff means you're fired. A voluntary buyout means you're fired. That's the difference. Okay? I mean, that, you know, he's an idiot. He's like, now there were no layoffs. There were voluntary buyouts. All right?
Yes.
But there were definitely not layoffs. All right? Now, we didn't shoot anybody. We gave people suicide pills, okay? We let them do their old, they do whatever they wanted to do, but we did not. See, people now are looking at the pictures. This is great. See, Dawn, you're getting a lot of traction. The beautiful,
thank you.
Your beautiful mug in the mug.
But I look like my hair's a mess.
I've you look
been here
great.
Since 5 o'clock in the morning.
I know you have been working amazing, amazing hours.
Well, I don't mind that. It's just I want my hair to look good.
Yeah.
So I should have, you know, it's a little flat.
Am I being fired? No, you're being voluntarily bought out. Well, that makes makes a difference then, I guess. That makes sense.
Voluntarily bought out.
Ah, honey, I got voluntarily bought out today. You mean you're fired? No, I mean I was voluntarily bought out.
That's a nice way of them firing you.
Stelter, you gotta love it.
Oh, just the spin.
Always
gross.
A spin, right?
So gross.
Unreal. 855-839-1210. Is there more of the idiot Cuomo from that clip?
Yes.
All right, let's keep going with this. The lesser, again, with the former attorney general.
National security matters, which you agree shouldn't be disclosed.
Right.
Matters that can affect ongoing cases, which I assume you think shouldn't be disclosed. And grand jury material, which it is unlawful to disclose.
Well, but you can go and petition
the
judge.
No, you can't.
Why can't you go and deal with the 6E material that way? It's been done before.
No. you get a 6E order only for law enforcement purposes. That's the limit.
It's just painful, honestly.
So painful.
Painful, painful, painful. All right.
That's the limit.
That's the limit, all right? Man, unreal. I'll tell you what. You got to think, too, that if you're at CNN and you didn't get a voluntary buyout, you should run like hell out of CNN, right? Just saying.
Run.
Just run, baby, run. Now, I'd like to know, too, what was on the Food Network that beat CNN that night? What recipe were they making? Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes.
At 9 p.m., who's watching the Food Network?
You know what, though? A lot of people love cooking shows.
They do.
Yeah. You know, think about it. And my kids love HG. They never watch TV, but if I put on something from HGTV, they love it.
They do?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
It's true.
Actually, you know what it is?
David
they're just so
does.
Happy that the television's on.
I know, right?
Because it only happens
like,
because of
this?
The gamma rays and the once a year. So whatever's on, they'll just watch. You
what
know?
Is that in the big box?
Yeah, whatever that is.
So 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m. No, just 7, 8, and 9 p.m. are chopped on the Food Network. So
chopped on the Food Network.
Chopped.
Beats the lesser Cuomo.
Yes.
And that would be Don Lemon's in that, isn't that?
Well, yes, because it goes from the lesser to the lemon.
Yeah.
And then Bobby Flay after that. So,
would you argue that Don Lemon's ratings are in a black hole, Dawn? I would argue that. I would definitely argue that. That would be my opinion anyway. Lesser to the lemon. D Lemon. Isn't D-Lemon. That what the lesser calls him?
Yep. D Lemon.
D Lemon.
Dopey handoff.
Now, you know that since we live rent-free in Chris Cuomo's head, he probably is hearing this right now.
You say I'm somehow less than.
Do you remember that?
Yes, and I swear, because of all the tweets especially, he's like, who's this? And now he listens.
That's literally what he said.
You say I'm somehow less than.
it's so bad.
Such an idiot. He actually outed himself as the lesser on national television.
HGTV is House Hunters and then Beachfront Bargain Properties. So
huge, amazing, riveting television. Riveting.
Both beating. All of CNN's prime time
lineup. I love it. That is delicious.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.